Hard bounce email, how to mitigate and recover your sender reputation. Imagine you're a well-known and respected restaurant in a bustling city. Over the years, you have built a stellar reputation for serving delicious food, providing excellent service, and creating memorable dining experiences. As a result, your restaurant enjoys a steady stream of loyal customers, positive word-of-mouth referrals, and glowing reviews. In the digital marketing realm, having a positive sender reputation is like being that reputable restaurant. Just as diners are loyal and look forward to dining at your establishment, recipients trust and eagerly anticipate receiving emails from a company with a positive sender reputation. Today, we're going to discuss how you can mitigate hard bounce emails and ensure you maintain a high sender reputation for improved email deliverability. We will also discuss how email service providers determine your sender reputation, the benefits of implementing email authentication protocols, anti-spam guidelines and regulations that you should abide by to ensure you never end up in the dreaded spam folder. Without further ado, let's delve straight into the ultimate guide to mitigating hard bounce emails and recovering your sender reputation. 1. How to mitigate hard bounce email. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. Benjamin Franklin. Although a hard bounce is defined as a phenomenon that occurs when an email is permanently rejected and cannot be delivered to the recipient, it's not an occurrence that can't be negated once it occurs. There are several best practices that you can implement into your email marketing strategy to reduce hard bounces and improve email deliverability rates, including: maintain a clean and updated email list. By ensuring that your list remains squeaky clean by updating and removing invalid or inactive addresses, you can improve email deliverability, reduce email bounce rates, and maintain a high-quality subscriber base. Most email service providers make this extremely easy by providing bounce reports that categorize emails as either hard bounces or soft bounces. Regularly review these bounce reports to identify email addresses that consistently result in hard bounces. It's important to distinguish between soft bounces, which can happen due to temporary issues, and persistent hard bounces. For instance, if you notice a specific email address consistently generates 3 consecutive hard bounces over multiple campaigns, it's a strong indicator that the email address is invalid or inactive. Promptly remove such addresses from your mailing list to maintain its cleanliness. In the future, to ensure that the email addresses provided by your customers are valid from the get-go, implement a double opt-in authentication. Double opt-in is a 2-step authentication process where subscribers need to confirm their email address by clicking on a verification link sent to their inbox. When someone signs up for your newsletter or service, send them an automated email with a verification link. Only when they click on the link and confirm their subscription should their email address be added to your mailing list. This helps ensure that only engaged and valid email addresses are included. Key takeaway: maintaining a clean and updated email list is crucial for better email deliverability. Regularly remove invalid or inactive addresses identified through bounce reports and implement double opt-in authentication to ensure engaged and valid subscribers. Implement email authentication protocols. Email authentication protocols such as SPF, Sender Policy Framework, DKIM, Domain Keys Identified Mail, and MARC, Domain-Based Message Authentication, Reporting, and Conformance, are designed to enhance email security by verifying the authenticity and integrity of email messages. These protocols are checked by email service providers, ESPs, to verify the authenticity of your sender domain, preventing unauthorized, malicious parties from sending emails that appear to be from your domain. To illustrate, let's say you run email marketing campaigns for an online banking service. By implementing email authentication protocols, you ensure that only legitimate emails sent from your official domain are recognized as authentic. This prevents cybercriminals from sending fraudulent emails to your customers, pretending to be your bank, and attempting to steal sensitive information. Implementing email authentication protocols demonstrates your commitment to email security and protects your customers from email-based threats. This, in turn, fosters trust and confidence in your brand. Comply with anti-spam guidelines and regulations. While most ESPs have their own specific anti-spam guidelines and regulations, there are a few overarching industry standards that all of them identify with. Some of these include Controlling the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing Act, CAN-SPAM USA. Canada Anti-Spam Legislation, CASL. General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR European Union. Familiarize yourself with these guidelines according to the country you're from, as they are usually the primary base used by ESPs to develop their individual policies. They may provide guidance on how to comply with said policies and offer features or tools that may help you escape common anti-spam pitfalls. For example, the CAN-SPAM Act is a United States federal law that sets the rules for commercial email communication. It requires you to include specific information in your commercial emails, such as a valid physical postal address and a clear opt-out mechanism. By complying with the CAN-SPAM Act, you ensure that your email communications are transparent and recipients have the ability to opt out of receiving future emails. ESPs often provide guidance on how to comply with the CAN-SPAM Act, including features or tools to help you include the required information and manage opt-out requests effectively. For instance, Gmail put together an actionable and comprehensive guide based on CAN-SPAM Act guidelines that can help you prevent your emails from being blocked and sent to spam. Top tip: familiarizing yourself with anti-spam guidelines such as CAN-SPAM, CASL, and GDPR is important, as they serve as the foundation for ESPs' individual policies and provide guidance to prevent common anti-spam issues. 2. How to recover your sender reputation. Picture the following scenario: you're a delivery driver working for a reputable fresh goods company. Due to some careless mistakes and poor driving habits, you start receiving numerous customer complaints about late deliveries, damaged packages, and rude behavior. As a result, your reputation as a delivery driver becomes tarnished. In this scenario, your sender reputation is similar to your reputation as a delivery driver. Just as customers rely on you to deliver packages promptly and with care, email recipients expect legitimate, relevant, and valuable emails in their inboxes. However, if you consistently send emails that are irrelevant, misleading, or show up as bounce messages, it's like delivering packages late, damaged, or to the wrong address. Over time, this negative experience leads to recipients flagging your emails as spam, unsubscribing, or complaining to email providers, negatively affecting your sender reputation. As a consequence, your future emails are more likely to be treated as suspicious or filtered out altogether by ESPs. Notwithstanding, all hope is not lost. Just as a delivery driver with a poor reputation must take steps to improve their behavior and regain customer trust, a sender with a poor reputation needs to address the issues causing complaints and take proactive measures to restore their reputation. First things first, you have to understand how your sender reputation is decided by mailbox providers and check your sender reputation score on a trusted website in order to understand how deep the damage runs. Let's break the whole process down into three actionable and digestible steps that you can apply to help you with email bounce handling. Step 1. Understand the importance of checking sender reputation. Checking your sender reputation helps you assess the health of your email deliverability and identify potential issues that may be affecting your email campaigns. ESPs check your domain or IP address every time you try to send their recipients an email to see how subscribers are interacting with your messages to determine your sender reputation. Then, they use a unique algorithm to give you a reputation score. Usually, they group you in one of three categories, including poor, 0 to 70, this is the worst possible score your domain can have, and you will need to take immediate action to repair your sender reputation. Falling into this category can reduce your email deliverability, decrease your engagement rates, and increase your likelihood of being placed on email blacklists. Fair, 70 to 80, your sender reputation is average, but there's room for improvement. ESPs will be watching you like a hawk and may even flag legitimate emails, harming your deliverability. Good, 80 to 100, this is every email marketer's dream. ESPs trust and recognize your domain as a trusted, reputable source and don't scrutinize your emails as much. You experience high email deliverability and enhanced brand reputation and credibility. Step 2, utilize sender reputation monitoring tools. There are various reputable sender reputation monitoring tools, such as Sender Score, that you can utilize to gain valuable insights into your sender reputation. These platforms have established their credibility in the industry and offer reliable assessment mechanisms for evaluating your email practices. To illustrate, let's imagine you've been running an email campaign that experiences a sudden surge in complaint rates, a drop in email deliverability, and a decline in engagement metrics. You suspect that your domain has either been blacklisted or most of your emails are landing in the spam folder. However, to determine the actual real cause of the problem, you use SenderScore to check where the problem arises. SenderScore then runs a series of tests on your domain to assess various factors that contribute to your sender reputation, including email volume, complaint rates, blacklisting status, and spam trap hits. It generates a report that confirms your domain is listed on a popular blacklist and detects a spike in complaint rates that is causing your emails to land in spam. Armed with this information, you promptly investigate the reason for blacklisting, resolve any underlying issues, and take the necessary steps to get delisted. Additionally, you refine your email content, implement email segmentation strategies, or improve list hygiene to increase engagement and enhance your sender reputation. A small list that wants exactly what you're offering is better than a bigger list that isn't committed. Ramsey Lyman Stoll. Step 3, make a habit of regularly checking your sender reputation. Marketers need to build digital relationships and reputation before closing a sale. Chris Brogan. Establish a routine where you clean and update your email list while also checking your sender reputation every month. This allows you to regularly monitor your sender reputation and track changes and trends in your reputation metrics. It enables you to identify any gradual declines or sudden spikes in reputation that may require attention. Early detection of problems allows you to address them promptly, preventing further damage to your sender reputation. Promptly addressing any issues identified through reputation monitoring helps you resolve them before they escalate and impact your email deliverability. For example, if you notice a sudden increase in spam complaints, you can investigate the cause and take corrective measures, such as refining your email content or reconfirming subscriber consent. Fun fact, did you know that the term spam for unsolicited email originated from a Monty Python sketch about canned meat in 1970? Make your sender reputation bulletproof from hard bounce. While hard bounce emails are a marketer's worst nightmare, they're not the end-all be-all. You can mitigate the effects of hard bounces by maintaining a clean email list, verifying email addresses, and using authentication protocols like SPF, DKIM, and MARC. Moreover, by understanding how email service providers designate sender reputation, you're able to identify the root of the problem and effectively work towards solving it. At On Digital Marketing, we have provided tactical and real-world education that drove $350 million for clients in revenue last year alone. Our methods are tried and tested across 212 countries after undergoing intense peer review from third-party industry experts. Join our newsletter today to receive exclusive insider tips, be the first to know about collaborations with partner websites, and fresh tips and how-tos on all things digital marketing.